Welcome back to the program, Mom. Zev Brenner, very pleased to have with us right now Dr. Alan Kadish. He's the president of Touro College University as well as its CEO. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Zev. It's great to be here.
How are things going?
Things are going very well. It's certainly in a time which is very interesting in higher education, very exciting. Touro's both working on refining its existing programs and starting some new, very interesting programs, and that makes an exciting time.
Now, Touro College was established in 1970, and today it's grown to over 19,000 students across 32 schools in 5 countries. What do you attribute this growth?
I think the growth can be attributed to 2 things which are interrelated. One is the genius and industry of the founder, Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander, who conceived of the school and made it happen, and was still working full-time at age 94 4 years ago when he recruited me. But industry and thought are not always enough. He also recognized that there was a niche in higher education in the Jewish community and in general higher education that needed to be filled. And he worked creatively and brilliantly to fill that niche, to provide members of the Jewish community a place where they could get a high-quality college education in a comfortable environment, a comfortable religious environment, and comfortable social environment, and created professional schools that serve both the Jewish community and met societal needs. And when you've got a good product and it's something that people want, it grows.
Certainly the case. Now, I'm curious. I neglected to mention in my opening remarks about you that you're a doctor, but a medical doctor, I believe a cardiologist. So the question that I have for you is, how does a cardiologist end up being the head of a university?
Well, it was an interesting time and an interesting change, but actually I'm not the only one. The president of Cornell is a cardiologist. The president of Stony Brook is a physician. So it isn't that unusual. And in all our cases, those physicians who have become university presidents typically were physicians who worked for universities beforehand and had experience in universities. So my entire professional career was spent in faculty positions at the University of Pennsylvania, at Michigan, and at Northwestern. And although I saw patients, I did procedures, I did research, it was always in an academic environment. So I actually had over 25 years of academic experience before I came into Touro, and that academic experience was very important in preparing me for what I'm currently doing.
I thought maybe they wanted to give a hint that you have to put a lot of heart and soul into running an institution like this.
So there are a lot of good cardiology puns, and that's one was one of the better ones. But the reality is that there are a lot of similarities between the idea of medicine, where you try to improve people's lives by making them healthier, and education, where you try to improve people's lives by teaching them to be better. Of course, Touro is very heavily involved in health science and medical education. We currently have 4 medical school campuses and a 5th one that will open in Middletown, New York in September 2014. When that campus is open, I think Touro will train more medical students than any institution in the country. We also have a number of health science schools, and all together in Touro, about 25 or 30% of our students are involved in health sciences. So my experience in health science education has certainly been very important in being able to do the impossible job of filling Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander's shoes in trying to help the institution move forward.
You mentioned, you know, the commitment that Touro has to medical and health science. I'm curious to know, with Obamacare taking hold and a lot of doctors are not as excited about the profession because the economic is not the same, as the opportunity is not the same, does that affect at all? You see the change in people going to medical school the next number of years because of that?
I hope not. And there's some evidence that there won't be a major effect. Right now, medical school applications are at an all-time high. every one of our medical schools has 5 to 20 qualified applicants for every place. So we've not seen a decline in the quality of medical school applicants. In fact, quite the reverse. We've seen an improvement. There certainly will be changes in medicine, but I think the right reason to go into medicine, apart from being comfortable during your adult life, is that it's something you love and something you want to do. And I think those students who are entering now will have even more of the right stuff, so to speak, for wanting to become physicians or healthcare providers.
And I think part of what you're specialize in a tour is research, and that's something which I think will continue to grow.
Well, I think we do specialize in research at some of our medical schools. We have a number of interesting research projects recently funded by the NIH or National Science Foundation, including work on juvenile diabetes, on AIDS, on flu vaccines, and pediatric cancer care. But we also make sure that our physicians are well-trained clinically. And in fact, three of the four medical schools that Touro currently has are osteopathic medical schools, along with New York Medical College, the traditional MD allopathic school. And in those schools, we actually train a high percentage of primary care physicians. Probably 40 to 50% of the class in those schools goes into primary care medicine. And you mentioned the advent of Obamacare. I believe that there is no question that there will be a need for more primary care physicians in the country. And part of our expansion in that particular piece of what we do in medical education is not only on the research side, but also on the training side and making sure that there's enough of a supply of primary care physicians and other healthcare providers to meet the needs of the country.
Certainly. I remember I saw you did a piece on Obamacare, so that's why I asked. I was curious to know that effect on the changing medical profession here in this country, and we probably won't know the answer for another few years at least.
We won't know the answer for sure. I think there will be changes. I think there's some very good things. I think one of the very good things is that we do need more people to have health insurance. And to the extent that we can achieve that while maintaining high quality and controlling costs, things will be very positive. How well the current system or proposed system will do at achieving those goals is obviously a topic of much controversy.
Shifting gears to education, I have to give you a mazel tov, a congratulations. Recently, Touro College was awarded full accreditation for 7 years by the Inquiry Brief Commission of Council for the Accreditation of Educator Preparation, CAEP. What's that all about?
So there's a new national accreditation system, actually a new accreditation system in New York, not a new national system, but a new accreditation system for schools of education. Touro has about 4,000 students in its schools of education. The largest school of education is in New York, and that's a school that underwent accreditation based on new standards, and we received the longest period of approval and accreditation possible, a 7-year accreditation. We also do, I believe, a very good job educating teachers to help train the next generation of elementary school and soon high school students. And that is not just coming from our PR department, but about 3 months ago, New York City did an evaluation of schools of education. And although they didn't rank a global score, Touro came out near the top of the 12 schools of education in the New York metropolitan area in terms of our success in training teachers to make a difference in the classroom.
When we come back, I want to look at Touro College's commitment to Jewish values, principles. In fact, that's what guides Touro College. Our guest is Touro College President and CEO, Dr. Alan Kadish. We're looking at some of the wonderful achievements in medicine and science and academia that Touro is specializing in. But, of course, the special component for Touro is the Jewish component. So let's look on the Jewish life, what it's like in Touro College. In there, and from what I understand, people go from Touro College to serve the Jewish community beyond the years of the university. So let's look at that.
So many do. Of Touro College's 19,000 students, we have about 3,000 students in undergraduate schools designed to serve the observant Jewish community. And those schools are primarily in the New York metropolitan area, but also in other places like Los Angeles, Moscow, and Jerusalem. We train those undergraduates in many of our schools in both secular and religious studies. We have two Smicha programs within the Touro system, one at Lander College for Men, and one at the yeshiva run by Rabbi Lander or Achayim. Both of those institutions have kollels. Both of those institutions take seriously learning Gemara and preparing leaders for the next generation. It's a challenging time to be in Jewish education, and we provide programs, both smicha as well as masters in Jewish education and teaching, to try to prepare people to serve the Jewish community. And our graduates do the gamut of things. A few become congregational rabbis. Many work for organizations that serve the Jewish community, such as the OU and others, and many go into teaching elementary schools, high schools, or on the college level. And, of course, most of the 3,000 graduates, undergraduates, at the Lander colleges don't end up in education or chinuch. Most of them go on to general careers, but an integral part of what we teach all the students is both learning as well as an appreciation for Jewish values. Of course, many of them come in with that appreciation, but we try to create an environment where that appreciation is strengthened, where it's supported, where the Sabbath and holidays are not a problem, where food is kosher, and where there's a strong appreciation for what the Jewish community and the Jewish people have to provide, not only within internally within the community, but also to others throughout the world. That's what we do on the undergraduate level for those students.
Give us a profile, what the typical, and look in the yeshiva program, who they are, what they are like, and also, of course, in the Lander division, we have a Lander College for Men and a Lander College for Women.
So there is no typical profile. We don't have a philosophy or a single kind of niche that we try to have all our students fit in. We have students that run the gamut, from students who went to secular high schools and have decided to learn more about Judaism, to students who really didn't have a high school secular education that was serious, who need remedial help to get to the level where they're capable of doing college work. And so there is no typical profile of the Touro student. Touro students really are come from a variety of different backgrounds and end up doing a variety of different things. Now, in the Lander colleges, both Lander College for Men and Lander College for Women, Lander College for Men in Kew Garden Hills, and Lander College for Women on West 60th Street, there is a prescribed Jewish education program. They're a little bit different in the two schools, but every student who comes through those programs goes through the same type of Jewish education, a so-called Common Core curriculum, which we believe prepares them for life, both in the professional world and as an observant Jew.
And what about the caliber of those that are doing the education? Let's look first at the Jewish and then at the secular division.
We think our faculty are first class in both areas. We've got some great people with tremendous experience who teach in Jewish studies in all those schools. Rabbi Yonason Sachs was hired about a year ago to be the Rosh Yeshiva at Lander College for Men, and he's tremendous. The faculty at Lander College for Women in Jewish Studies, people like Judy Bleich and Rabbi Flaum, are experienced, great educators, people who develop a real warm relationship with their students and provide a first-class education. We have an extraordinarily talented and dedicated group of faculty who teach secular studies. They're really focused on making sure our students succeed. Many of them do research, many of them do other things, but the primary focus of the Lander colleges are to educate students and make sure that they have the tools they need to live a productive life, both as members of the Jewish people and in the professional world.
Now, what kind of challenges do you have running a university which has different components? You're dealing with religion, you're dealing with science, with medicine, and a lot of different intrigues. So what is the most challenging part for you?
it is a challenge to run an institution that's so academically and geographically diverse. What it really boils down to is having good people. And when you have good people who are in charge of campuses or programs, which we do, those programs succeed. And so getting a handle on everything that goes on within the system certainly is a challenge, but it's a good challenge. The running any institution of higher education in 2013 is complicated. It's complicated because, to use a business term, the space has become very disruptive. With online education, which Turo is heavily involved in, with MOOCs, with other innovative ways to educate students, it's become a time where academically and economically one needs to be supple, responsive, and in some cases get ahead of the curve to try to stay both competitive as well as providing the best possible value for students.
You mentioned...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go right ahead, Dr. Kadish, yes.
No, so it's not an easy time. Turo has had a balanced budget for the last 3 years. It's not, it's been a struggle. It involves sometimes asking people to make sacrifices that we wish we didn't have to ask them to make. But it works. And as I said, we have an extraordinarily talented and dedicated group of educators and administrators that, that make it work.
So what you're saying basically, as you read in the papers, I think I forgot what the number is like, but by the next few years, a lot of colleges across the country will be in bankruptcy. So what you're saying is that you've already foreseen the handwriting on the wall and you're balanced the books for the college.
Well, we balanced the books. Next year is going to be a challenge. But I believe that Turo is going to survive and perhaps even thrive in the changing environment. That doesn't mean there won't be bumps in the road, but as I said, I think we're well prepared to get to where we need to be.
Now, of course, the economics work both ways, both from a fundraising perspective, but also students and the families have less money for education because of the economy. So what does Turo do to ease the way for students that want to go to either Turo or Lander but don't have, can't pay full tuition? What does Turo do for them?
Well, the first thing we do is we have low tuition. Our undergraduate tuition is in the $14,000 to $17,500 range, depending on the program. It's about a third of that of many private colleges. So we start out with a lower tuition, and we make a real commitment to subsidize undergraduate education so people within the community can afford it without going into debt or without real struggles. And of course, we provide both needs-based and academic scholarships on top of that. But the fundamental thing we do is make a real effort to organize the system to make sure that it's affordable for undergraduate education. And that's worked, and it's worked well, and so we're going to continue to do that.
And aside from taking care of the student life, you also have lectures and other events that the general public is invited to. One of them is coming up this week, has to do with, I believe, matchmaking and singles and dating, right? So tell us about it.
Well, it's not just matchmaking, singles, and dating. What it really is addressing a problem which I think affects everyone within the community, but people haven't always dealt with systematically, which is, suppose there's information about a health issue or about other issues within someone who's dating or someone who's entering a business relationship. When do you disclose it? What should you disclose? How do you disclose it? What's right morally, what's right legally, and what's right ethically, and how do you do it practically? So we've got a panel discussion. We've got a visiting scholar, Rabbi Avram Steinberg from Hebrew University and Hadassah Hospital, who is a winner of the Israel Prize, who's going to speak about the halachic aspects of disclosure and relationships. Professor Sam Levine from our law school, who's going to speak about the legal aspects, and Marion Stoltz-Loike, who's Dean of Lander College for Women, who's going to speak about the practical aspects. And after some short lectures, we're actually going to do a bunch of case presentations where we're going to create some examples, both real or artificial, where we're going to ask people on the panel and perhaps the audience, how would they respond? Suppose a young man has Crohn's disease. When do you tell prospective employers, girlfriends, shidduch dates, and how do you tell them? And how do you make sure it's fair, but also real?
It sounds exciting. Are you allowed to disclose where it's going to take place and what time?
So it's going to take place at 7 p.m. at Lander College for Women on 227 West 60th Street. That's the campus of Lander College for Women, and it should probably last for about an hour and a half. There'll be a small reception after that, and I think it's going to be informative, interesting, and to the extent that one is not personally involved, fun.
Now, do the people have to make reservations, or they can just walk in?
No, people can just come at the door. Lecture's free. It's open to the public. And we have a large room where we'll have room for everyone who might come in. And Rabbi Steinberg, by the way, is absolutely fantastic. He's a practicing pediatric neurologist who's won the Israel Prize for an encyclopedia of medical halacha and is the editor of Encyclopedia Talmudit. I don't know when he sleeps, but he's a fantastic speaker and a wonderful friend, and we're really looking forward to hosting him.
And he's also an expert on Jewish medical ethics, which...
Well, he actually won the Israel Prize for Jewish medical halacha and ethics.
So he's certainly a very accomplished speaker, and the other ones as well. Sounds like it'll be a fascinating lecture. And how often do you do things of this nature that are open to the general public?
Well, we do it quarterly and then occasionally. So the last one was Michael Freund, speaking about how he his organization, Shavei Yisrael, goes around the world and finds lost Jews, and he brought two of the young lost Jews with him. It was fantastic. And the next program, which will happen in the February-March time frame, actually, is going to be about the Affordable Care Act and health care reform and its impact on Medicare and on the future of the American medical system.
Fascinating. We appreciate you spending some time with us. We've been talking about it for a long time, I think for a number of years, so we're glad that we're finally able to get you here on the program, giving us an insight into Touro College, Touro University, Landers College. Dr. Alan Kadish is the college president of Touro and Touro University. Thank you for being on our broadcast.
Thank you very much, Zeb. Great talking with you, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Look forward to having you back again.
Take care.
And we're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.